The Macmillan Collection of Norse Myths. Read by Sophia Engstrand. Foreword by Michael Morpurgo. We have three ways of discovering more about the lives of those people who have come before us. Archaeology, history, and story. And by stories, we mean myths and legends. Each of these in its own way provides us with powerful evidence that can help us understand how our predecessors lived, how they perceived their world, and their place in it. It's no accident that in recent times Norse myths and legends have found their way back into our storytelling of today. For example, in epic fantasy books, famous the world over, by writers like Tolkien and Pullman, and in operas by Wagner, for instance. And in films, of course, such as Thor and The Northmen. To understand how this revival of fascination for these stories has happened, we need to look back into our own history, where we have come from, where our language and therefore our stories come from. The Vikings, who landed in Britain and Ireland in waves of invasions from the 8th century onwards, did not come across the seas in their longships from the lands we now call Scandinavia, Denmark, Norway and Sweden, carrying only their swords and shields, but bringing with them their stories too. These were the myths and legends of their gods and heroes, set in the wild mountains and deep fjords of their homeland. Heroes who no doubt fired their own fighting courage, their spirit of adventure, their desire for power and wealth, their ambition to explore and discover and conquer new lands, more fertile lands where they could settle and prosper. It is thought that every Norseman, every Viking who jumped down from their longships into the shallows of a foreign land like ours, brought with them their own culture that had grown out of centuries of storytelling. And it was the Norse legends and myths, many of them told again in this book, that they had grown up with and knew so well that the stories had become part of who they were as a people. The gods the Norsemen believed in and worshipped, the heroes they idolised, filled these stories. It is remarkable that over 1,000 years later, these stories have survived. Stories first told around the fire in their villages, in their halls, and then passed on down the generations, from village to village, before they found their way into print, then finally into film, to find a new resonance in our times and a new audience in us. It is so easy to think that these ferocious and formidable warriors were no more than warring empire builders, but that would be to ignore the wealth of stories they brought with them that helped make them who they were. Vikings yearned to live their stories, to be adventurous, to become like their heroes of old. They knew their gods would be with them, for their old stories were their belief system too, not mere entertainment, though they were that too, I'm sure. Their gods were living and breathing gods, who were part of their world, who would fight the good fight with them, protect them, guide them over unknown seas, bring them victory and wealth. They were manipulating and ruthless, belligerent and brave, as their heroes were. They were gods they could understand, believe in, imitate. These gods were beside the Norsemen in battle, giving them strength and courage, fighting alongside them. And if they died sword in hand, their gods would be there to bring them to Valhalla, to the afterlife. Such a death brought honour to family and village. Life and death for the Norsemen and their gods were intertwined. Other societies all over the world have lived close to their gods and heroes. Best known amongst them perhaps would be the Egyptians, or the Greeks, or the Romans. But it was much the same further afield, in every corner of the world, in the East and Far East, in thousands of indigenous tribes from Australia and the South Seas, to the savannas of Africa, to the rainforests of South America. Everywhere, tribal stories of gods and men were told. Stories that cemented their culture, their art, and their language, gave their lives